Alright. So, alright, my life story. Well, pretty much, I grew up like everybody in here, normal Christian family. And like, when I was a little kid, it was funny because I was bow-legged. I was bow-legged, and I always cut my hair really short. And like, me and Anthony, we both had ponytails. And it sucks, I had a picture where I was like walking. And like, you only have the backside of me, and my legs are buckled in, and you just see a ponytail, and like me walking up the street. It's funny, but like, let's see. I had super amount of freedom. Like, since in my family we're mostly guys, except for my two sisters, we got to do what we wanted as guys and stuff, and it was pretty fun. And then, like, when I started school, I never really, like, learned till about third grade. I kind of, like, I was in school, but my teachers let me sleep all the time and stuff. And I didn't have to do anything. They passed me through every grade till third. And that's when I kind of started learning how to read and write and crap like that. I know. Really. It's crap. There. If you get anything from a message, reading or writing is crap. No, I'm playing. Don't listen. Okay. Yeah. But like, I had a cool teacher, Miss Carge. Like, she pushed me a lot and stuff to learn. But then it was like around that same time, I really started to get bad and fight a lot. So I was just starting to learn how to read and stuff. But then I was getting sent to the office and getting suspended for fighting people. And then fourth grade, I got another cool teacher, Dr. K, and he's like, he used to get me Christmas gifts and stuff, and it was pretty cool. And like, it just got worse as I got older, and it was like, I'd say every day, almost every week I got in a fight, and almost every week I was suspended, and it was just like, they still passed me through grades till like all the way up to eighth and stuff. But I'd say like around sixth grade started coming here, and like I was learning a lot. And hey, my original pastor's back here. Oh, whoa! And I guess it helped me out a lot because I wasn't fighting as much, and I calmed down like super crazy. And then like eighth grade, I guess I used to have a hernia when I was a baby, and like it popped out, and like I was having a lot of stomach issues then. So like I'd say almost towards the middle of my eighth, like almost to the end of the eighth grade year, I had to have surgery on my stomach, and it set me back in school a lot. And then it was like started high school somehow. I got into high school, and like while in high school, I was like my stomach problems got worse, and I was probably in my freshman year, I was only in school probably 2 months and a half out the whole year. I was in the hospital off and on and stuff like that. And I had a second surgery and stuff. And it was pretty crazy. Like, I mean, I was still like going to church and I was pretty good, learning a lot, but it was just like I couldn't do too much because of my stomach and wasn't learning too much. And like sophomore year, I kind of like my stomach stuff got good and it was like all pretty good. And like I had pain every once in a while, so I was just dealing with it, learning how to fight it then. And then it's like probably the day after Christmas, this is like random spots because I don't remember everything that happened. I remember waking up and like hearing my parents argue, and like my older brother had me go outside, and then I kind of from that point, I don't remember anything for like the rest of that whole year. Well, that whole year is spotty for me now. But I guess I had a major seizure and like my heart stopped and everything. I had to go to the hospital. I was there for like a couple of days and stuff like that. So it's like crazy that I'm still even alive right now, which is pretty cool. And like my family, I guess it's a rough time 'cause for everybody to deal with. And then like, so I got over that. And my junior, I kind of started like acting out, I guess, pretty bad. Like, I started messing around with like drugs and stuff, and like goofing around trying stuff. And it was just like time when I figured, whatever, I don't know what I was thinking. I was just experimenting with drugs, and my parents kind of, they caught me probably the month before school was out, and like, they were so pissed. Like, my dad, he got really mad at me. My mom put me in rehab for it, and I started going to AA and stuff like that over the summer, and like, I learned a lot from those people, and I learned a lot through like, people who I knew from the church. Like, Jordan, he helped me out a lot and talked to me, and like, he got me over it all, and like, after it passed, like, it's cool because it's a learning experience for me, and like, it brought me closer to God too, because it's like I said, I went, did drugs, and like, I was out there being so crazy. Like, I did a lot of crazy things. Like, I drove my friend's car when I sucked at driving, and like, I crashed on a couple mopeds before, no helmet on, don't do it, bad idea, and like, it was just pretty crazy stuff that was happening around then, and like, then, it was like, the year after that, I was a senior, and I kind of, we went to Hume Lake, as Jordan was saying, and some reason, like, we got, a bunch of people got the idea, hey, let's bring the chicken suit. So I brought in, like, I was wearing it the whole year, that whole Hume Lake trip, and it's pretty funny. Like, I got to meet a lot of cool people, and the church didn't like that I wasn't hanging out with anybody from the church like I normally do, but it was pretty fun still. And it was, like, that same year I started joining a student ministry team, which is, like, why I'm doing this right now. And it kind of got cool. That's pretty much my life story.
Was that true? Was that all true? Can you verify that?
For the most part.
So we talked about it, and we thought
Q&A.
We'd leave a little time for
Q&A.
So if you guys got questions, this is like a golden opportunity for you right now.
To ask anything, and I have to answer it.
You got questions for Brian.
Hey, how old are you? I thought you were a senior.
I am. I'm 18 right now. What? I was 17 last year when I mean, I was a senior last year. I'm a fifth year senior, pretty much, yeah.
Because of his stomach problems, he missed too much school, so he had to finish a year.
So I'm fifth year, pretty much.
You going for a sixth year?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try sixth year.
Just staying in high school as long as possible.
I had to live off my parents, it's all good.
What are the questions you guys got for Brian? Yeah.
Ooh.
You gotta repeat it.
My favorite ice cream flavor. I'd say it'd have to be what's it called now? Oh, chocolate chip cookie dough. There you go. B.
What was, like, a life experience that brought you really close to God? Specifically,
all a life experience that brought me closer to God. I'd have to say, I guess I'd be, like, after my seizure, because, like, I mean, I was pretty close. I was getting close to God and everything, but it's just, like, at that experience, I mean, find out that, like, I died and, like, I didn't remember anything for that whole amount of time that I'm in the hospital. Like, I remember spots where I, like, wake up, I'm laying in a hospital bed with, like, IVs in both my arms, tubes all on me and stuff, and it's just, like, that's all I picture, and it's, like, I'm blacked out again, don't remember anything for the amount of time, and it's just, like, I mean, knowing that God brought me through that and everything, like, I survived and everything, it was pretty good, so I'd say that's, like, my most biggest life experience that brought me closer to God. Great question.
George, did you have a question back there?
You did? Alright. Favorite junk food? Oh. Chicken. No, my favorite junk food would have to be, crap, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's not healthy. Fine then. I'd say In-N-Out burger. Favorite junk food there.
What are the questions you guys got for Brian?
I guess from like spotty memory, like remember how I was saying like my parents and stuff were arguing and stuff? Like I woke up super late that day and it's like I go outside and like this is kind of stuff that people tell me, and like memory spots that I got from it was my parents were talking about getting divorced, and like it was just super stressful on me, and like I don't know if it truthfully happened or if I hallucinated about it though, but like, cause I guess from Desiree telling me like I never left inside from going playing basketball with them, but like I could swear that I remember like that I took off and like went inside my room and like had some pills and like I took all of them, but it's like they went to doctors like pumped my stomach and stuff. They said they didn't find any medicine in there and like I was clean and everything, so. They're not sure what it was from. They just know it's major, and like they said, I couldn't have it anymore. It's just like crazy incident in life, but yeah. I played around with marijuana, ecstasy, and what else did I try? I tried shrooms once, but that was pretty, and I was drinking a lot too. It's kind of like. So, like, as a kid, I knew I was, like, Christian. And then it's kind of like, as I got older, it's, like, that Christian line. And then, like, that line where you're, like, not a Christian anymore. And it's, like, I was traveling in the middle of them for, like, as I got older. And kind of, like, finally I was just, like, whatever. I jumped to the other side. And, like, I just stopped being a Christian. And it's kind of, like, stuff happened to me. I was, like, going to church and, like, thinking I was a Christian. But it wasn't, like. I was actually doing the Christian thing, and it's finally like I hit a brick wall, and it's like, bam, like God told me, like, you need to either decide truthfully, like, are you going to keep going to church and like lying and saying you're a Christian, or are you going to become one? Like, I finally became an actual Christian.
Why?
I get it's some of it's because, like, a lot of people I know, like, one of my good friends, like, I don't know, there's a bunch of different reasons why he did it, but, like, he's a pretty much a big tweaker, and, like, me and him would, like, smoke weed a lot together, and, like, one day, like, I don't know what's happened, but, like, I guess he's going, like, he's on this bridge, and there's a train down there. Like, I guess he's tweaking out, and, like, he jumps off the bridge and, like, jumps down and breaks his legs and then got hit by a train. So I guess, like, after that, like, kind of, like, it was, like, that time in my life was, like, really shaking. Like, I started coming to church and, like, hearing a lot of good messages, and it helped me to become a good Christian. Oh, no, sorry. No. Okay. Yes.
Are you seeing places
Yeah, I see a lot of different places where he's working my life. Like he'll help me to do stuff, and like I could see that he puts like things in my mouth to where I could help other people out with their problems. So I figure there's like a lot of aspects of my life where God helps me out a lot now. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the closest, how close am I to God, and how can I help to become closer to God? I'd say on that scale, I'm probably like 6.5, maybe. Yeah, baby Jesus. I wish I could see baby Jesus, but I can't. Baby Jeebus. I don't get the right to call him Baby Jesus. Baby Jeebus. But I guess like, I'm a 6. And like, I mean, what I could do to help me become closer, I'd say, like, start reading my Bible a lot more. And like don't swear as much as I like do, which is pretty bad. And like, yeah, stop kind of goofing around and doing stuff that I do that's still like, not Christian-like, but yeah, good question, Anthony. Yeah.
You're 18. Do you have a license?
Huh? Oh, Charlie, I'm gonna punch you in the jaw when I'm done. I hope my mom listens to this, huh? I'm not answering that question. I plead the fifth. Next question.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
How many brothers and sisters do I have? I have 4 brothers and 2 sisters. Yeah, pretty big family. 7 kids in total, kind of me. I know, a lot of diapers.
You guys all still wear diapers?
Whoa! Only Anthony.
Is that true? That's true, isn't it?
It's true, right?
Fact. Yeah.
How much of your older siblings define you? Wait, define how?
Define what you've done and how you are.
How many of my older siblings define me? I guess like. So. That's a tough one. Jeez. How? Oh no, like, help me with this. How would you define me? I know, I might not want it to. He pleads the fifth. That one I can't answer because, like, with my older siblings and everything, we, like, all close as a family, but we don't really, like, talk like that. We kind of, like, say stuff and talk a little bit, but we spread out and, like, do our own thing whenever we're around. So.
Who are your heroes?
Like, life heroes and stuff?
Yeah. And superheroes.
Superheroes? Both? Okay, who's my heroes and superheroes? Oh, Dom would have to be my superhero. Domelina.
Domelina.
Alright. Who's my heroes? I was definitely, like, not the Christian answer, but, like, I guess, like, seriously now, think about it, like, one of my biggest superheroes would probably be, like, Jesus Christ and God. Huh? Is it? I said, no, I said it was a kind of typical Christian answer. Yeah, I guess because, like, any aspect of my life, like, anything I do, you could kind of always see, like, how God helped me through it or anything like that. So it's like, always, you know that he's always been watching me. So I guess that's why he's a really big superhero of mine. And I guess my dad, in certain aspects, he's a hero to me, too. Like, he taught me a lot as I got older. But there's a lot of stuff that my dad does, which I don't ever want to do or be like him. In aspects, so, yeah. Yo, Kelly.
Are you trying to, like, be a good influence to your younger siblings?
My youngling? Yeah, my little duckling. how am I trying to be a good influence on my younger sibling? I guess try to make sure she doesn't do what I do. I mean, I'm probably still not the greatest person to look up to. A lot of people could clarify that for me. Jordan. What? Too modest? Don't lie, all this, huh? I would kick you in the head. That's right.
You'd be looking up to me. You'd be laying on
the
ground.
So you're teaching
Desiree how to kick people in the head? See, that's what I mean. I can't be, like, a good, like, teacher for my younger sibling. I don't know why. I can't, like, I don't help her out as much as I help other people, truthfully. If I were to die right now, do I think and go to the gates of heaven, do I think God will let me in or send me down to Lucifer? Honestly, let's see, thinking about my life, honestly, I do a lot of things that's good, but I don't think I'd be allowed in heaven, so I'd probably go down to Lucifer right now. But didn't I answer that question? Like, okay, how could I change that? I guess I could change it by, like, doing more stuff to help other people out. Like, sharing my faith a lot more than I do already. And stuff like that. Pretty much changing my life around. I guess, like, to influence people to not do the same things as me, it's like, I mean, if you go out there and, like, start doing drugs and crap like that and you're goofing around, like, you realize, like, at that time you might think what you're doing's fun, but, like, for me, at that same time when I was doing that stuff, I still had my, like, right mind, so, like, people around me are, like, giggling and having fun about it, but I'm like, this is pretty much stupid, and you know what you're doing's wrong. And then, like, you don't want to be all, like, paranoid saying, like, bam, I think I'm having fun. And then if you hear sirens, you get all flipped out and want to take off running home and stuff. And then you can't just be, like, at home playing a video game because you think when my parents get home, I don't want them to see me high, so I want to be in bed before they get home and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's like, once you do that, you kind of, like, you're always secretive and then you don't know who you could trust and stuff, so. It's like sucks the way you gotta act and be.
Yeah, same.
So along the lines of this question, you said that you don't think that God would. You
Lucifer. Yeah. I think his grace is, like, enough, but, I mean, at the certain aspect, I mean, like, I think there's certain things, like, yourself as a Christian person, or, like, as even, like, a person doesn't really believe, or if you do believe in something, but you're not sure what it is, like, there's certain things you should do or whatever, and, like, that, like, kind of line and stuff like that, I'm not fully, like, there yet, so it's kind of, like, I guess you could say, like, my soul's, like, still not, like, to the point where it's, like, God could say, you're, like, you're pretty much, like, my grace is good enough, but I don't know if you're fully ready to be in heaven at this time.